You are?
Helen B. Swartz.
And when you went into service, you were Helen?
Swartz. Oh,
well,
Brennan.
Helen
Brennan.
Brennan.
Yeah.
From Chicago.
Right.
You went into the Army?
Mm-hmm.
Right from nursing training, or did you work?
No, I was with the visiting nurses around Chicago.
And then what did you do when you went into service? Where did you go?
Oh, dear. Camp Gordon first, and then overseas.
Where's Camp Gordon?
Georgia.
Georgia? Oh, the same Camp Gordon as now. And then where, how long did it take you to get overseas?
Oh, I don't know, several months.
How did you go?
By boat, I expect.
Do you remember the name of it?
No.
Do you remember anything about the
trip?
Voyage?
No, it was uneventful, I think.
No storms and no...
Oh, I think when we were the first day or so we were out, they thought they saw a ship, you know, another ship.
A submarine?
That's what they thought, yeah. I didn't see it, but they said they did.
How big a ship was it? Well, that's true. Sometimes there are certain things you never forget.
Yeah. It was an ordinary ship.
What unit were you with?
Base 114.
Do you remember how many other women there were?
No.
Approximately? Big number, small number?
Small. That's medium, I imagine.
And then where did you go in Europe? Go to France?
France.
Did you travel around, or did you set up hospital and stay put?
It was a base hospital.
Why did you go in service?
Patriotic reasons, I guess, like everybody else went in.
Are you glad you did?
Sure. Enjoyed every minute of it.
How long were you over there?
I don't know, over a year.
Did you have recently injured people, or did they come to you first?
Mostly they did. Came to our hospital.
Do you remember any particular patients or incidents?
Not anymore.
Were you paid?
Yeah, I think we got $75 a month, I think.
$75 a month? You went in, what time of the year? I see it says 1918 you went in.
I don't remember what time
of
the year.
What did you do specifically?
Just general,
general nursing. How did you live? Where did you live?
We had barracks.
Oh, did you? Were you ever in tents?
Oh, yeah, we were in tents too, but we had barracks at the later part of the year.
Reasonably comfortable?
Yeah. I didn't think about being comfortable.
What uniform did you wear?
Blue.
The long skirt or short? Or?
Well, they were long. When I look at them now, they look long.
Was it hot or
not particularly?
Both?
I don't remember it being particularly hot.
Do you remember, were you near Nancy or?
We were near Bordeaux.
Oh. How do you think it compared with the later service?
Well, I think the later service had it easier than we did.
How many hours did you work a day?
We worked 7 to 7 at night. I don't know, in the daytime. I think we had 2 hours off in the afternoon, or some time off in the afternoon.
Did you have 3 meals a day, or 2, like some of us did?
I think we had 3. I don't remember having just 2.
How were you treated? Were they thrilled to see women?
I think so. They were happy to see us.
Were you well treated by the military?
Yes.
What did you hear about people who went to Siberia?
It was cold up there.
Would you rather have gone there?
No.
No way. Was there any such thing as benefits afterwards when you got out?
No.
Like the GI Bill or? Did you meet your husband over there?
No, I met him over here.
After you came back?
No, before I went over.
Oh, was he over there too?
Mm-hmm. Not with me.
But did you see him?
Yeah, he came to see me.
Was a thrill, I expect.
Yeah.
Were you restricted, or could you travel, or?
We could travel, two of us usually.
Where did you go?
AWL once. Another girl and I went to Paris.
How long were you gone?
I don't know.
What did you do in Paris?
Looked around, had a great time.
To go to the Follies?
I'm sure we did.
Everybody does.
Yeah, you did. I remember the Follies.
Any particular incidents that you can recall?
No, I can't recall. That's why.
Did you find it a big change from civilian life?
Yes.
What was the hardest thing to accept?
I don't know, being in at 10 o'clock at night, I guess.
Did you, were you able to use military transportation, or?
Yes. Uh-huh. On trains, anything we had, we rode, we had. I don't know what we did. We got raped, I think.
Did you date some Frenchmen?
No.
Or any others who were in the area?
Well, I don't, I'm sure we did, but I can't remember that. But no Frenchmen, I know that.
How did you get along with the local people? Could you understand each other, make each other, make yourself understood?
Oh, yes, we got along fine with the people.
They, did you find some good places to eat?
Oh, sure we did, in Bordeaux.
And then when you, how did you happen to come home? Was the war over, or?
Yeah, we came home when the war was over. We stayed over for a while.
Until your patients were all gone?
Yeah, then we came home.
Who was your chief nurse?
I can't remember.
Have you seen some of your co-workers since?
I'm sure I have.
Remember Gertrude Beard in Chicago?
Yeah.
Do you still hear from her?
Oh, Keppel? No. Where did we go recently? When we go to Montana, I see a girl was over with us.
Oh, do you? Was in
our unit.
Your unit?
Girl from Mercy Hospital in Chicago.
What was her name?
Question. I thought of it when I was thinking, but I've forgotten now. Yeah.
When it comes to you again,
yeah.
Tell us. Have you talked about the times you were together over there? Does she remember
yes.
a lot,
uh-huh.
too?
Oda Keppel is her name.
Oda Keppel?
O-D-A Keppel, K-E-P-P-L-E. When
oh.
I go to Montana, I see her.
Really?
She lives in Montana.
Does she belong to the Overseas League?
I don't know whether they even have a unit there.
Have you talked to her about it?
No, I forgot. Maybe I did, I don't remember.
Maybe, are you going out this summer?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe then.
Yeah, I'll see her.
So then you came, how did you come home?
How did we come home? By ship, I'm sure.
Did you come together as a unit, or?
No, I don't think so. I think we came home individually.
And how long after you were home before you got out?
That's a good question, too. A couple months, maybe.
Did you work in the States at any Army base, or?
Yeah, I worked at Atlanta, Georgia, Camp Gordon.
Oh, did you? Did you come back to Camp Gordon?
No, I don't know where we came back to. I went from Camp Gordon.
Oh, right. Did you come into New York or Boston? Or?
I'm sure we came into New York.
Did you, weren't you in Pennsylvania? Somewhere along the line?
Oh, sure, I graduated in Pennsylvania.
Oh, that was before you took your nurse's training. And then you went to Chicago. And then you
Chicago
went into service.
Home. Yeah.
And then you came out of service and you went back to Chicago?
Mm-hmm.
How long before you were married?
I don't remember. I don't know.
Were you married in Chicago, I expect?
No.
No?
Philadelphia.
Did you work then?
Mm-hmm.
Were you in or out of service then?
Out.
Out.
a long time ago, my God.
Well,
I don't even
think you're doing very well.
Yeah, but that may not be accurate.
Anything else that you can tell us? Do you have any questions?
Live through it all.
Did you talk, or have you ever seen any of your patients? Ones that you do you remember?
I don't think so. Uh-uh.
Were they badly hurt?
Some of them. They were sort of a mixed group.
Did you have many that were mental, that couldn't cope with it, or most of them?
Most of them did fairly well.
Well, we thank you very much.
You're welcome. I don't think I added anything, but I was glad to tell you anything I knew.
What type of hospital did you have with your patients, for your patients?
We didn't have any certain type. It was just all sorts. Men, sure, all sorts of cases.
No, but were you intense?
Oh, no. Sometimes we were. We were at times, but we were in barracks mostly.